I believe me, they can drive you crazy with, is it time yet? Is it this? Is it lunchtime yet? Is it lunchtime? And, you know, I'm too old to deal with that all day long. As all parents know, it can get on their nerves. So, anyway, it turned out to be a great day today. And back to you, and everybody have a fine evening, and we'll hope for a little more of that free water. NE5Y, clear.
Okay, Bobby. Very good, sir. Boy, sound like you just been having a wonderful time with that little one. That's a bit of all right. And you're welcome to all the free water that's is due to come by here you want. I do not need or want any. And I've got a big well out here, and if you need some, come on by and I can pump you full. I don't need any. The grass is coming out my ears, and it's very plush and green and growing like crazy, and I don't need any more. Anyhow, thank you very much, Bobby, for checking in with us this evening. Well, out to the radio ranch. I'm sure Al's got a dandy story or something for us. AE5L, Al.
Good evening, Denny, and everybody on the net. Yeah, we're saving all the rainwater we can. All the watering troughs are full, and I haven't had to run the windmill in about 3 weeks. So we got to save it up because... I bet it's just about over until, say, September. It's the weather guessers are starting to talk like we're getting in a dry pattern. But we had the gravel man out, and between spreading some dirt in the backyard and spreading some gravel in front of the garage, we sent him off with $1,430. So I hope that'll hold us for a while. But these last two toad stranglers, I went down and checked the garage, and he fixed our drainage. No water ran under the doors to get our stuff wet, so I hope that cures that for a while. But anyway, that stuff and going to doctors is about all we do around here anymore. All the names in my little black book have MD after them. Anyway, Denny, that's all I know. Back to you, AE5L.
Okie doke, Al. Very good. Sound like you've had an expensive but nice job done there, I'm sure. Get all the driveways and byways all filled up and stuff, and saving grease on the bearings for the windmill, too. That helps. All righty, let's head down to beautiful downtown Noble. And Mr. Steve, what have you been up to? KE5BYV.
This is KE5BYV. Oh, not a whole lot. I went and voted today, and then I tried to work outside for a long time, as long as I could, and did some weed eating and some spraying on some weeds and stuff, but couldn't handle it anymore, so in I came, and that's when I started doing dishes and all the other good stuff. So that's about all I got. Back to the net. This is KE5BYV, clear.
All right, Steve, very good. I was one of the few or many or whatever that got my balance at the thing, and I went ahead and checked them off, and didn't seem like all was there. But anyhow, when I got to where I was going, I was talking with some of the people there, and they mentioned one of the state questions, and I said, I didn't have that one. And... they said, we have to ask for it. I said, what do you mean you got to ask for it? Anyway, I did not get the one of the state question things. And I went back and raised Holy Cane, and they said, well, you've already voted. I said, yeah, but I didn't get that ballot. You guys weren't passing them out. She said, well, they came by and told us we had to give them out. I said, well, thanks. How many thousand people went through here and did not have the opportunity to voice their opinion? Anyhow, we got her done. So, thank you very much for checking in with us, Steve. And Mr. Chad, KD5ZYD, what's going on in your busy world?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was actually pulling up the laptop earlier and checking out that circuit. I think we are ready to panelize, which I'm going to stack basically eight of these little circuits onto one big board and making them in mass production a little bit easier. So it's just hilarious. Anyway, to catch anyone that didn't hear the earlier conversation, I have been tasked with making a little signal amplifier by one of our professors. He's wanting to get background vibration noise information, so whenever something happens, say someone hits the building with a forklift or something like that, and it messes up all the experiments, he can go back to this and say, yeah, no, that registered at the building level, like that was something. So anyway, it's been a project. This is a pretty little fun circuit that he's designed up, and it has been just crazy building. So anyway, it's about ready to go to the print shop, and it's been like 3 weeks in the works. So all that is coming to a close soon, hopefully. But other than that, I voted on Saturday. And break. I voted this Saturday, and I really do want to commend the people at the Cleveland County Election Board. They just, I mean, that was absolutely great, as it normally is. But I've been reading stories where people were, I guess in other counties, they actually have, like, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, and Republican lines. So, you know, that won't lead to any kind of community shaming. But anyway, I'm glad that they handle it nice and clean and professional here in Cleveland County. So, but, yep, and sorry to hear that happened, Denny. That's no good. That's actually, I think, kind of illegal. But we will see what they say about all that. So anyway, I hope everyone else is doing good, and we will catch you all on here soon. 73 Salt, KD5CYD.
All right, Chad. Well, very good. Okay on the early voting. But, yeah, I was upset, I think. I didn't get to voice my opinion, as did everybody ahead of me, I would assume. But, oh, well. I'm sure they'll get that figured out or something. Or disqualify that question until next time or something. I don't know. Anyhow, Mr. DJ, way up on the county up in the northeast, KG5QEZ, DJ.
KG5QZ, thank you, sir. I spent last night regrading the driveway that had gotten washed out in a major way over the weekend. Some of it Friday into Saturday, and a whole lot more come Sunday. Anyway, went and dealt all with that. Not quite as good as I would have liked. I have a whole lot of extra dirt there that I think comes off the property to the north of us that's being developed, but we will deal with that at another time. And only other little thing going on is I picked up a neat little power strips called an ISOBAR, I-S-O-B-A-R. Anyway, everybody uses them in their shack. This one actually has some RF filtering capability. Didn't quite do what I was hoping it would, but that means my stuff's coming in on my antenna, as you pointed out. However, it will definitely clean up whatever might possibly get into my power line. So anyway, outside of that, that's just a really well-built thingy, and we already know that I have a proclivity to not like the cheap ones. They tend to catch on fire. Anyway, that being said, that's all I know. So, turn it back to the net. Thanks again for doing it. KG5QED.
No, good old DJ. Very good. I'll keep a fire extinguisher handy anyway. Anyhow, glad you're having a wonderful time with that. And thank you very much for checking in with us. Alrighty, Mr. Al, KJ4FUH.
It's KJ4FUH here. Yeah, I have to say I'm busy these days. I'm working with a cadet that graduated from the Thunderbird Youth Academy, and so a few hours every morning I spend working with him on schoolwork. He completed 2 years of schoolwork, except for senior English in his high school over the last 20 weeks, so he's been busy. But so today we were doing Macbeth, and he took the test on that. I got 100%, and tomorrow we work on Macbeth. More chapter, more acts and scenes. Anyway, this is KJ4FUH, back to net.
Okay, Ocal, very good. Sound like you're gonna prize student there. And thank you very much for checking in. All righty, our traveling, wandering person here. AG5 Delta Bravo, Peter.
Hey, you didn't add any in the net, so I had to run around the place and run back to the radio. Yeah, but evening off, we finally got back sometime this morning from our scout trip up to Canada. Near Atikokan. I think it's a little hour and a half northeast of International Falls. And thankfully, everyone had a great time. How many of us were there? I'm trying to think. About 20, almost lost count there. But, you know, about two dozens of us made it up there, made it all back alive and well. And nothing more than a couple of blisters and tons of mozzie bites. Been busy unpacking, washing out the clothes. Didn't help a lot that the washer decided to stop working sometime last week before the trip. So I had to go down to the laundromat and figure out what's wrong with the washer as well. Anyways, that's about it. And everyone... 7-3 to everyone, and back to you, Denny. Thanks for doing the net. This is Peter, AG5, Delta Bravo.
All right, Peter, very good. Well, sound like you had a good time up in VE land. So, excellent. And I trust the weather stayed pretty good. We got rather drenched here. So, can't win them all, I guess. All righty, thank you very much for checking in with us. All righty, Mr. Ken, K8 WGE, Ken.
K-A-W-G-E here. I went to the field day on Saturday morning, bright and early, and I immediately got sick and had to go home, so I hope I didn't miss anything exciting. I did go to see my doctor today, had an appointment, and he said I'll live as long as I cut back on liquor and wild women. So I said, see, Doc, that's a pretty tough way to go. Other than that, I went and voted today. Waited 45 minutes in line to do my civic duty. It wasn't bad, except the line was so long it wrapped around into kind of the back 40 for the stuffy, dark corridor. That wasn't fun. Okay, that's about it. K-A-W-G-E.
All right, well, very good. Yeah, when I first went there, it was only about five people ahead of me. When I went back to... register my unhappiness, there must have been 30 or 40 people in there. So, the line grew quickly after 10 o'clock. And thank you very much for checking in with us there, Ken. Mr. Galen, WX5MOR, what's going on up in Moore?
WA6DKD from WX5MOR. Kind of scared my YL there just a second ago because I was in the other room and heard you call my name. So, I jumped up and run over here, and she didn't catch on for about a second. So, anyway, I just got looked at, too. Anyway, been an interesting day. A lot of stuff going on over the last couple of days. A lot of out-of-the-office time here lately, but... getting ready for a communications drill in the morning. The Central Oklahoma Emergency Managers all used to run a weekly ComNet on one of our trunked radio frequencies. And we finally decided that wasn't really doing us much good because we were doing the same thing on a state trunked group like 5 minutes before that. So, you know, if one talk group works, the other one's going to work too. So we chose to start doing kind of like what our Southwest area guys do. They do one a month, and they test multiple paths, and they do it out of EOCs throughout their area, so we're doing that, and tomorrow is my turn in the barrel. So between 8:30 and 10:30 tomorrow, I will be testing... Let's see here. We've got a trunked radio group. We've got a trunked radio group on the Oklahoma City system, which is different than the one we use. We've got a 800 conventional. We've got a UHF conventional. We've got a VHF conventional. We've got the WX5 OKC repeater on amateur. We've got a 40 meter government frequency that we'll try, three phone numbers, a fax, email, WebEOC, and NWS chat, I think I got all of them. So for a couple hours, I want to be busy, along with a couple of my volunteers, answering phones and answering radios and sending faxes. So preparing for that, and then once that's over, I've got two or three more meetings this week, so this is meeting week, apparently. Other than that, not really doing much, printing some pictures off of the grandkids so my wife can take them with her up to her mother's tomorrow, and then I got a bunch of outside work to do. So anyway, life and times here. WX5MOR.
All right, Galen, sound like you got a plate full for tomorrow. And that'll keep you busy anyway. What do they call it, busier than a one-arm paper hanger or something like that? Anyhow, thank you very much for checking in with us this evening. All right, Mr. Ed, AE5EH, what's going on in your world? W6KPR.
Good evening, Nat. Yeah, I had kind of a nice weekend. Got out to field day part of the evening and then got too tired, went home, and went back out the next morning and got involved with the blown transformer and no AC in the building, so that was a little bit warm Sunday morning. I have to give a shout and a great thanks to N5HZR for answering a phone call that I had come Saturday. I was in the market for a new radio, new transceiver, and he immediately, 30 seconds later, came back to me, right, and said, well, I think we have something. Thanks to N2MOT, John had a Yaesu 1200 for sale, and I picked that up. So I'm cleaning off my workbench as we speak this evening and getting a power supply, hopefully tomorrow, that I ordered, and get this thing fired up with a at least 6 and 10 meter antenna. Right. And start enjoying a little bit more than just VHF and UHF here. So that was my happy weekend, and I want to wish everybody a 73 and a wonderful 4th of July. And back to you, Danny and the Net. Thank you. W6KPR.
Hi, Randy. Very good, sir. Sound like you had a lot of fun there dodging all the transformer stuff. Hey, let's see, John, are you still with us? WX5MOT, John? Guess we hung on too long here, maybe. Alrighty, Mr. Dave, N5ZZM, Dave.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hope everybody had a good time that went out the field day. I did not make it this year for about maybe the second time ever. But anyway, had a class reunion to go to. And lo and behold, I ended up not going to that either. My car smells like someone wasted a gallon of gas in the front seat after I drive it about 30 feet. But
It's not none dripping anywhere, but, you know, I don't want to blow up, so I just left it alone. You know, I guess I probably could have walked over there because I can see the Red Cross from my from my porch, but there was a swamp in between. Anyhow, that's about it. Not much else going on here. I'm on my vacation, I guess you could say, considering the fact I'm not scheduled to work any this week and any next week, so that's why I'm here now for probably the first time in many months. Anyway, I hope everybody had a good day and enjoying it. And like someone says, when that water spigot turns off for summer, it's time for the brown Oklahoma grass and the cracks in the ground that I used to throw firecrackers down. Everyone enjoy. Back to Net Control.
Hi, Dave. Very good, sir. Sounds really exciting waiting on the dry weather. I could certainly use some now. It's way too soggy now, but I'm sure that will change. All righty. Gary, you still with us? Or did you get mobile out of range here? KG5LQX, Gary?
This is Gary, KG5LQX, and good evening, Denny, and all of the net. It's unusual for me to be here with y'all this evening, but I am off since my grandkids are here from Georgia visiting, and they have kept me pretty dadgum busy. We're doing some fishing and working on trucks and yard work and a lot of other things. And so anyway, that's why I was able to be here this evening. Did make it to field day. One of the grandsons wanted to see a CW operation, so we went in the tent and watched that for a little while and saw some ham folks there and enjoyed the visit. And got one more week with these grandkids, then it's going to be back to life as usual, I think, for a while. But anyway, it's good to be with you all tonight, and enjoyed it. And Denny, thanks for doing the net. We will talk to you all later. KG5LQX, I'll be clear.
All right, Gary, very good. Don't get to chat with you much. You're kind of mobiling around nighttime there, and we just kind of don't get to cross paths very often. But anyhow, glad you had a good time at the field day anyway. So thank you very much for checking in with us. Well, let's see, KD5LHM, are you with us this evening? And I did not get your name, sir. And I guess I'm not gonna. Alrighty, let's try KG5PDF. You with us? Alrighty, I wasn't quick enough with a pencil and I did not get their names. That's the end of the list as I have it. Do I have any other late, new, or missed, or visitor check-ins that'd like to check into the net this evening? If so, call WA6DKD. Well, it sounds a bit quiet out there, so anyhow, we'll call the end of the net for this evening. I certainly do appreciate y'all, and thanks for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we wish to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater. So good night and 7-3s. This is your alternate gossip net host, Denny, WA6DKD. And I now return this frequency to regular amateur use, whatever that is. This is WA6DKD 73, and good night all.
KG5QEZ, a quick question for one of our DMR experts.
don't have an expert with us.
Right. It was Ed, but he didn't check in, and I could not for the life of me think of the call sign of the other one. Oh, well. I'll figure it out one way or the other.
Okie doke. Very good, sir. Yeah, he'll get her figured out. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Dr. Phil, are you still with us? You got any time this evening?
You just caught me, but I'm still with you.
Oh, you got some time here? The radio that we sent, that I sent back to be repaired, which you got to see anyhow, it came back and worked wonderfully. However, yesterday, when I went to turn it on, the power supply wouldn't come on. And I had a dandy time trying to figure that thing out. Anyway, I was wiggling things around and messing around, and I got it. And anyway, it came back on, and the radio worked fine all day long. And then yesterday, it worked, came on, and ran all day. And then when I turned it off at night, turned the radio off, and then turned the power supply off, I was curious. So I turned the power supply back on, and it would not come on. And today I fooled with that thing. I assumed the power supply was bad, and I swapped them out. Let me reset. And put on another power supply, turned it on zero voltage. If I disconnect the positive lead off the power supply and turn it on, it comes on. And if I touch the positive lead to the power supply, the radio will come on and run just fine. But if I turn the power supply off, well, the radio first, and then if I turn the power supply off, it won't come back on. And I cannot figure that out for love nor money. I've repeated it two or three times, swapped power supplies. So I unplugged the radio, turn on the power supply, and it comes on just fine. And if I plug in the radio, it fires up and runs like crazy. And that does just fine. But if I turn the power supply off, well, the radio first. If I turn the power supply off, it will not come back on. And that's the second power supply. So I just wondered if that Zener diode, I think it was, you mentioned when you clipped or something. I wonder if they did not see that, and that is still in there and causing a problem, or is that the weirdest thing you ever heard of?
Not really. We have that every once in a while. Well, you could take the lid off of it and look at that Zener diode and see if that lead is still clipped and sticking up. If so, then they goofed, because they should have replaced that. I'm going to make a wild guess here. I'm going to say that power supply is set up so that if it detects too much of a load, it crowbars itself and shuts down. So it overshoots the voltage just a little bit when the power supply first comes on, right? And something in the radio, maybe they put a new Zener in there, but something in the radio is pulling a little bit of a surge current, and that power supply is detecting it like it's a fault, and it won't come on. It's actually trying to come on, but then it trips right back off because it's seeing that fault current from the overshoot. And ironically, you got something that's just kind of working on the edge there, almost working but not quite, because you can unplug the power supply, turn it on, coming on fine,